Matt Fry on LBC. Listen on your smart speaker now. Just say, play LBC.
Of course, I forgot to mention that one of the reasons why the Trump lawyers decided not to take the case to the UK, maybe, I haven't heard them say this, but maybe, is that the statute of limitations for a defamation suit on this program has already expired. But let's see if that's actually the case. I'm not a legal expert, sad to say. We're going to talk to Simon Marks in a minute, but first let's go to Peter in Hampstead. Peter, you've got something to say about the BBC and its reputation.
Well, the BBC have been wronged. Certainly they've done wrong. They've done everything that they could possibly do, apart from a public flogging of the Director General. They really couldn't do anything more. But the reputational damage has been suffered by the BBC. They've been called fake news. They've been called, I think, patsies of the Democrat Party and so forth. I think the BBC should have the spine to actually sue Donald Trump.
Ooh, that's an interesting one. Peter in West Hampstead. Thank you. Let me put that straight to Simon Marks. Simon, good morning.
Morning to you, Matt. I mean, I think Peter makes a really, really interesting question. Who has been damaged more in this spat? Clearly not Donald Trump. There wasn't a single complaint about that documentary when it aired back in October of 2024. In order to prove that he has been defamed in a court in Florida, Donald Trump is going to have to show that not only was someone in Florida actually able to watch the program, and I'm still very unclear as to whether it was actually something you could view from Florida. It's perfectly possible it was transmitted on the BBC News Channel and therefore watchable in some fashion from the Sunshine State. Mm. But it would also have to be able to prove that someone was disadvantaged by it. And if we already know, as we do, that in the immediate aftermath of its transmission, Angry from Manchester wasn't even getting in touch with the BBC to complain about it, it is a fair bet that nobody from Florida was burning up the phone lines to New Broadcasting House. Meanwhile, the flip side of the coin, as Peter was just suggesting there, is the defamation of the BBC's reputation that has been engaged in time and again now by Donald Trump. I mean, I actually think there is a really strong argument, potentially, for a counter lawsuit accusing the president of engaging in defamation against the broadcaster. Right.
That's so fascinating because that, of course, is exactly what Trump would be doing. You know, your offense is the best form of defense in his own playbook. But frankly, Simon, as someone who worked for the BBC for the better part of two decades, who loves the BBC still to this day, who listens to the BBC and watches the BBC, I cannot imagine that my BBC, ex-BBC bosses, or anyone who might step into the shoes that were vacated by Tim Davie and Deborah Turness at the weekend would have the cojones, forgive my Spanish, to stand up to Donald Trump in that way.
Well, I think we're now at the point where that question is going to be asked and answered, because President Trump yesterday made it clear that he wants a conversation this weekend with the Prime Minister about the BBC. And as you were discussing just a few minutes ago with Mary Hockaday, this question of what Donald Trump's ultimate game plan here is, I think, comes to the fore. I mean, clearly he wants some cash and he's upping the ante. He's now talking about possibly suing for as much as $5 billion instead of the billion that was previously indicated. These figures are always in Trump world.
$5 billion. Why not? It's a nice round net figure.
These figures are always plucked from the air. But I think the real question is, how much of an arm is the Trump administration now going to put on the government over the appointees who are put in place to replace Tim Davie as Director General and Deborah Turness as the CEO of News, respectively? Because clearly now he's got the bit between his teeth down there in Florida this weekend, and he's suddenly taking tremendous interest. So it's not just that there's going to be a legal standoff over that panorama. There's potentially going to be massive pressure applied to make sure that the future bosses at New Broadcasting House are people that he approves of. And that's, you know, that's a place that clearly the Prime Minister cannot go to.
I mean, yes, I mean, extraordinary. Do you think he's literally asking his friends in the UK, maybe Nigel Farage or the ambassador, to trawl through names that are MAGA friendly in the media world to run the BBC. It'll be a very short list, I would have thought.
Well, I mean, I think that's clearly a possible discussion. But what also became apparent over the last 48 hours is that he has no understanding of the BBC's governance and funding. He has said now in two separate interviews, in an interview with Fox, he said that the government has a chunk of the BBC, I guess. And he said something very similar in another interview last night with GB News. He conceded that he doesn't know how much government money the BBC gets, because of course there is a massive distinction between public broadcasting in the UK and public broadcasting in the United States, which, by the way, he is trying to eviscerate, in that there is direct government funding of some elements of public broadcasting. There's a percentage of money that goes to public broadcasting in the US that comes directly from the government, which, of course, is not the way it works in terms of domestic broadcasting in the UK. All that money comes from the license fee payer. It's just a direct pass-through from Mr. and Mrs. Bloggs on Acacia Avenue, you paying their license fee through government coffers to the BBC. And he simply has no understanding of the governance or the financing of it. And there's an opportunity there for the Prime Minister to try and set him straight over the weekend.
But this is it, isn't it? Because everything is political in Trump world, including this. So you could play this, you know, either way. Either this becomes a devastating experience for the BBC itself, if it doesn't, you know, pull its weight, if it doesn't, you know, punch with its own conviction, or this is an opportunity for the BBC to kind of rally the country that's been fraying in its support a little bit, you know, behind it as an institution. So what role does Keir Starmer play in this? Especially if Trump says to him, you can have your trade deal or you can have the BBC, but you've got to choose.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is now the big question, and not least because the UK has already shot its bolt. We've already had the state visit. That's done. And much as your idea is intriguing, there clearly can't be a third one. So you've got really not much more.
Well, you say that, Simon. How can you be so sure?
there's just very little ammunition left in the war chest. What are you going to do in order to move Trump off this? Because the problem is, once he gets fixated on an idea about something that's happening overseas, as we've seen time and again, especially when he's got whisperers in his ear telling him that truly terrible, evil things have been done to him, even though demonstrably they weren't, he did incite a riot on Capitol Hill. He just didn't do it in the manner in which that edition of Panorama conveyed to its audience. Once he gets fixated, moving him off an idea, moving him beyond this BBC issue is going to be difficult. And remember, the seeds of this have been there for a long time. When our friend and colleague John Sopel was here for the BBC, when he would stand up at White House press conferences and ask a question, invariably Trump would look at him and say, where are you from? And John would say, the BBC. Yeah. And Trump would look at him and witheringly say, oh, another beauty, you know? So he's had it in for the BBC for a while.
Yes. Indeed. So, I mean, for Keir Starmer, who's also, and this won't have escaped Donald Trump, not doing very well in the polls at the moment. Trump loves to, you know, he loves a loser, and he loves to go down on the loser to make him even further down. I mean, this is a really critical issue, isn't it, for the Prime Minister?
I think it is, because I don't think you have to be a conspiracy theorist to think that what Donald Trump is actually trying to do is undermine the British government, undermine Keir Starmer, and put the skids under Nigel Farage so that he finds himself in Downing Street once the opportunity arises in the UK. And you can't separate this BBC issue from a much broader critique of Keir Starmer's government that is absolutely now being advanced here, given that the state visit is in our rearview mirror.
Sure. Simon, got to wrap it up there. Thanks very much indeed. Thanks to all of you for listening and for calling in, for texting and doing the rest of it. Vanessa Feltzer, 3, but up next in London, Ali Mirage.